Harper Business and Harper Audio present Frictionless. Why the future of everything will be fast, fluid, and made just for you. By Christian Lemieux with Duff McDonald. Read by Jean Ann Douglas. Introduction. When I was putting the finishing touches on this book in late 2019, the stock market was at record highs. It had also been recently overrun by unicorns. In startup parlance, a unicorn is a privately held company that's valued at more than $1 billion. All in the span of a few months, several unicorns had tapped the public markets, including Lyft, Uber, Pinterest, Beyond Meat, and Zoom. While the spectacular collapse of the impending IPO of co-working juggernaut WeWork certainly put a chill in the market for new offerings as the year came to a close, that company's singular problems weren't going to permanently snuff out investor interest in healthy, fast-growing companies in the years ahead. Unicorns aren't going extinct. But from this point forth, it looks like they may actually have to build real businesses with real profit margins. That's a good thing. I launched my second startup, called The Inside, in the summer of 2018. And though my reason for doing so wasn't simply to try and create something worth $1 billion, I, like many of my peers, watched in amazement as the founders of those unicorns saw their years of hard work ratified with meaningful public market valuations. It was, in a word, highly motivating. But I was already motivated. The audiobook you are listening to is a compilation of some of the most interesting conversations I've had in my life. At the very same time that I was trying to get my new company off the ground, I was interviewing dozens of startup founders, academics, and experts of other varieties. In the process, I received a wide-ranging education in entrepreneurship, more than anyone deserves without having to pay for it. One result of it all was that I found myself writing a different kind of book than I'd originally intended. I didn't start with a thesis and then confirm it via interviews. Rather, I let the conversations shape the thesis itself. That's where Frictionless comes in. After I analyzed the content of more than 6 dozen lengthy interviews, I realized that while they were very different on the surface, they were all connected by a conceptual tissue called frictionlessness underneath. How so? Pretty much every single person that I spoke to was trying to reduce friction somewhere. And by that, I mean everywhere. Some of them are reducing friction in their own business models in order to give themselves a competitive advantage. Others are offering a reduction in friction to their customers as a way to improve the customer experience and make the sale, and the one after that. And others are trying to figure out how to run companies, how they're organized, how to help them grow, so that we can all do a better job of staying out of our own way. Two final groups have set their sights on reducing friction on micro and macro levels. Those in the first are focused on helping every one of us live better lives. And those in the second are focused on trying to remove friction at a system-wide level, ironing out the bottlenecks in some of the most important realms where our lives intersect. What are we doing at The Inside? We are digitizing the interior design process. By that I mean we are bringing a custom home decorating experience, a process formerly reserved for people with means, to all consumers via technology. We saw potential to help customers bring their Pinterest boards to life. That is where The Inside comes in. We want to become the home brand of the Instagram generation. After all, why would you share a photo of a home that is lifted from page 27 of that big catalog you got in the mail, when you could curate and design the space of your dreams, and then share it with the world? Along with my co-founder, Britt Bunn, and the rest of our scrappy team, we're trying to reshape the entire industry, in large part by setting new standards for sustainable manufacturing and dragging a reluctant supply chain online. In the age of Amazon, custom furniture is one of the last...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?